governments for solutions to the problem. Vitalio Angula, Windhoek, Namibia.
An Egyptian court on Saturday denied an appeal by prominent dissident Hisham Kassim against his jail sentence, his lawyer said, after lawmakers rejected a European Parliament resolution urging his release. Kassim was sentenced to 6 months in prison and a fine of around $650 after being convicted of defaming a former minister and contempt officials, charges the European Parliament called politically motivated as Egypt gears up for a presidential election in December. According to his now suspended Free Current Political Alliance, Kassim was a potential presidential candidate in the election, which is already fraught with accusations of repression. In advance of the appeal, the European Parliament passed a resolution on Wednesday calling for Kassim's immediate release and expressing deep concern over Egypt's restrictive electoral process after presidential hopefuls were jailed or harassed. The Egyptian Parliament released a statement on Friday rejecting the European Parliament resolution, which it said was a violation of the independence of the Egyptian judiciary. This is the Voice of America, and you are listening to Nightline Africa. I'm your host, Peter Clotty, in Washington. Coming up in the second half of Nightline Africa Sports with Samson O'Malley, and that will be followed by a commentary by Dr. James Jonah, former UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs and Music from African Collection. But first, it's now time for Nightline Africa Sports, and for that, let's join Samson O'Malley.
Hi, Peter, and good evening, sports fans. Welcome to Nightline Africa Sports. We begin the sports with cricket, as history was made at the ICC World Cup taking place in India, as Aidan Markram hits the fastest World Cup century in ICC World Cup history in a statement 102-run victory over Sri Lanka in Delhi. South Africa sent in to bat after losing the toss, pulverized the Sri Lankan attack to record the highest total in World Cup history, 428 for 5 in their 50 overs. Markram's 100 off just 49 balls pipped Kevin O'Brien's effort against England in 2011 by just one ball when he hooked paceman Dushan Majestranka for 6. Markram, in his post-match interview, said he was excited to make such a history without really planning for it.
The outfield was really fast, the value for shots is always there, and that's almost what I was thinking the whole time was, if you're setting up to hit really strong, hard cricket shots, the outfield and the pitch helps you out quite a lot as well. So it worked luckily tonight. Balls hit gaps. I mean, they don't always hit gaps, and could be a different story. But yeah, thankful it worked out that way. And again, it was a really good pitch, so that definitely assisted.
South Africa's next match is against Australia in Lucknow on Thursday, while Sri Lanka travelled to Hyderabad to play Pakistan on Tuesday. The draw for the CAF Women's Champions League Cote d'Ivoire 2023 will take place on Monday, the 9th of October in Abidjan. The third edition of the prestigious Africa Women's Club competition is set to take place between the 5th and the 19th of November 2023. This is the first time that CAF's elite club competition will be hosted in West Africa. Morocco's Asfar are the current champion of the CAF Women's Champions League. In the men's version of the Africa's elite club competition, the draws were conducted on Friday in Johannesburg, South Africa, producing some mouth-watering fixtures for the CAF Champions League group stages. 16 strong African team slots have been drawn into four groups of four to determine the group stages of the competition, with the first round of fixtures scheduled for 24th to the 25th of November. And now to handball, where Tunisia's national handball team defeated Iraq 35-28 in a friendly match on Saturday as part of a training camp in Turkey in preparation for the African Nations Championship in Egypt. The Tunisians will play second friendly against Turkey on Monday. The African Nations Championship 2024 will also serve as a qualifier for the Paris 2024 Olympic Games. And finally, in basketball news, a qualifying campaign for the fourth edition of the Basketball Africa League BAL got underway on Friday in Madagascar, where it was the Group E host, COSPIN, who were off to a great start to their campaign as they easily outran the Comorian Basketball Club, Ushindi, 87-52 in Saturday's road to BAL 2024 action in Antananarivo in Madagascar. And that's it for this week's edition of Nightline Africa Sports. Back to you, Peter.
Thanks a lot, Samson. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. We'll link up with you again next Sunday for another look at African sports. Nightline Africa Sports. Now let's take a closer look at Africa, the problems, the prospect in time of conflict, in time of peace. Here's one man's point of view with Dr. James Jonah, former UN Under Secretary General for Political Affairs. Hello, Dr. Jonah.
Good evening, Africa. Last week, the 15-member United Nations Security Council adopted a resolution by 14 votes in favor, 2 abstentions, Russia and China, to authorize the deployment of a police force being offered by Kenya and to help the police force of Haiti. There were many, many concerns about such a complex operation in the sense that the Kenyan police and the authorized multilateral security support force may be countering a group in Haiti, about 10,000 combatants. This resolution also encouraged African states that may want to cooperate with the Kenyan forces. There was much goodwill towards Haiti by all the members of the Security Council, and there was deep awareness of the complexity of such an operation. The force also was given a mandate for 1 year, but after 9 months, the Security Council wants to review the operation in anticipation of the mission within a year. The members of the Council were also concerned that this authorized mission, which is under Chapter 7 of the United Nations Charter, which is enforcement force, may get in some problems, and they do not want to see a mission creep, as people felt this was done in 2011 in Libya, when in their view, the no-fly zone operation was misused by others. The difficulty of the operation was also in mind when members of the Security Council insisted that they must have a clear idea that arms ban must continue on the grounds that most of the arms that are being used today by what some call bandits are coming from outside. Also, the Security Council members insisted that they want to see the concept of operation of the force and continuing consultations throughout the operation. It's important to bear in mind that this force, which is under Chapter 7, is extremely important because enforcement forces are not peacekeeping forces. They may be authorized to use force. And those that have human rights consultations are insisting that the police force being sent to Haiti should observe human rights, and they must also be sure that they do not hurt the Haitian people, who themselves have some concerns about such a force. So in a sense, the African people and the world community must give high marks to the Kenyan people, who, despite the risks, are prepared to send the police force to assist the Asian police force. And in this regard, Africans must express deep regret that a former defense minister of Kenya should utter the words that were used by a former prime minister of England when in 1938 he uttered those same words of a faraway people for whom much less is known as he marched to Munich to sign the infamous Munich Agreement of Appeasement. Africans must also be aware that if they want the world to correctly grant them a seat at the table of international mediation, they must be prepared to take risks for the maintenance of international peace and security. I thank you.
And that was One Man's Point of View, a commentary by Dr. James Jonah, former UN Under Secretary General for Political Affairs. And it's Sunday on Nightline Africa. This is the time we get to relax and reflect, a flashback with music from the continent.
No time for story. Just shake it for me. I'm loving this your body. You make me feel alive. So glad you're in my life. One look into your eyes and I start to fantasize. So if you wanna party with another man, just crush baby, I'm your man. Make you feel good, don't you understand?
Ila kikito na niweza. Ukileta uchawa tumeshali kio tutumeza Icheche, warembo, walete Tulendete, mida flani tuteche Shape unayo wazo teseke Misha tizi, ticha, chimaseke
Bishosho, soto, vitumiko bombo Watoto kama jime shosho container
Tulipofika, tujali na kama ukitaka kutujua tunakuonyesha Tunaugia hila, tujali na kama ona kidona tunatozesha
Chesa, man, be glory. Come on, drink it, you know, come wine on me.
You can find me by the ocean, chilling for hours. And I'm stuck in it, you know how I get it.
And that was our Sunday Music Spot. Hope you enjoy the music from Nightline Africa here at the English service of the Voice of America in Washington. Nightline Africa comes to you from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America. Hope you enjoy the program tonight. As you know by now, we're on air on Saturdays and Sundays at 16 and 18 hours UTC. From the Nightline Africa team, including producer Nicole Peters and engineer Al Santos, we say thanks for joining us. And remember, as the elders say, until the rotting teeth is extracted, one must learn to chew with caution. I'm your host, Peter Forte in Washington. Good evening, Africa.